This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, because blue lives matter. Hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, I don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. We appreciate everything you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from the Ron Edwards American Experience, we've got the one, the only, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, there they go. The 37 people outside my window are applauding, so there you go. All right, there you go. Now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Ron, I've got a treat for you. We have a black conservative who identified himself to me, and he wants to talk right now, and I'm going to give him the platform because he's got something to say. So what was your name again, and where are you calling from, please?
Yes, good morning, Captain. My name is Elliot. I'm calling from North Tampa, Wesley Chapel.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have two things I'd like to say. The first is, you know, with billions of people watching the first debate, Biden started the debate off by disrespecting Trump as the POTUS. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing he said to Trump was, hey, man, calling him a clown and all kind of different things, as if he's living on the street. And I think that was so unprofessional as we look at billions of people around the world that is viewing this. Now, number two, I talked to my ex, who is from Havana, Florida, 18 miles north of Tallahassee. You know, that's Highway 27 up there.
Yes, sir.
She said people from Midway, Chattahoochee, Gretna, Quincy, as well as Havana, have had several meetings to vote for the first time Republicans because President Trump is the only one protecting religious worship. They have organized to protect any invasion of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or anyone else. I wanted to share that with you, Captain.
Well, that's very good, and I'm glad to hear that, and thank you very much for telling us. You just told the entire country.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless, and have a great day.
Thank you. And, Ron, that was important, what he just said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very important. You know, what the other thing concerning the Democrats, they are causing black men, especially young black men, to pay attention to the Republican Party.
Correct.
And I do believe that you're going to see a surprise, a surprising uptick in the number of black men, especially who are going to be voting Republican for the first time.
Correct.
When you see the treatment, in my opinion, that 50 Cent, or they call him 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
And the other guy, Ice Cube, has been receiving just because they have been looking at the other side. They've been trying to communicate with the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Remember when Ice Cube said that he reached out to the Democrats first with the platinum idea. So it's all it is an economic plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Democrats told him, hey, well, okay, that's fine. Come back after the election, which is, you know, bull capital. That's where they hit, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those to the Trump side, they take a look at it and they say, hey, you've got some good ideas here. We'll consider some of this. That alone is enough to make you pay attention and say, well, wait a minute. The Democrats take us for granted. The Republicans, at least they took a look at it and they said, hey, we're going to talk more about this and implement some of your ideas. So, I mean, in common sense, if you have an idea here and somebody doesn't pay attention to it and then the other side says, hey, this is good stuff, who are you going to lean towards?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lean towards those who at least give you polite attention.
Mm-hmm.
And because he did that, his life has been threatened. I saw a very horrible interview with Ice Cube with a guy named Roland Martin, very leftist.
Oh, yeah.
Talk show host. And then he brought on this witch, and I mean when I'm saying this witch, from some black organization. And it was basically two against one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically attacking the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understandable why a lot of black men especially are saying, you know what, this is not working.
Yeah.
We're going to take a vote here. We're going to take a vote. As Trump is reaching out, he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And his policies did help the black American community.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I absolutely positively agree that we're going to see the highest black vote ever for a Republican president come November 3rd.
Well, not ever, but in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, blacks used to be Republicans at one time. The majority of blacks used to be Republican until, I think, the era of Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah. No. Yep. All right. Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook. We're going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. I shall return. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Ron Edwards notebook is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, let me tell you about the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Group. It's Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands, and the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather and a hands-free liftgate that makes loading groceries a breeze. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more value-added features, too. Don't forget, veterans, active duty military, first responders all receive a sizable discount for your vehicle with the You Serve, You Save program. Now, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue. And while you're there, make sure you stop by Moss Nissan, which is right next door. You got two great dealerships right side by side on North Florida. Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, here we go. It's time for an Edwards Notebook.
I know many Americans believe they know old Uncle Joe Biden. But does old Uncle Joe know himself what day it is or what political office he's running for? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. While many Americans scoff at President Trump because he fights back, isn't kind to illegal border crossers,
is not a globalist pig and puts American interests above that of other nations. They prefer the untrustworthy Biden, who 33 years ago had to drop out of the 1987 presidential race after being caught plagiarizing an entire British politician's speech. Many black Americans foolishly fawn over Biden, who famously said, "Obama is the first mainstream African-American who is articulate, bright, and clean." But one has to wonder if Joe Biden recently forgot that he's running for president after emphatically announcing he's running for the Senate. You followers of old Uncle Joe Biden may think you know the former senator who sometimes forgets the office that he's running for, but I promise you, you will never ever forget the scandal of all scandals that will soon be known throughout the land involving Mrs. Clinton, Joe Biden, and many others. I'll leave you with this hint. Did they kill the real Bin Laden? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Alrighty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and here he is again, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning again.
Did they kill the real Bin Laden?
Who knows?
I say yes. You know why?
Only they. I say, you know what? I have one question in that whole deal. If you're Islamic, and especially if you're one of note, you're a well-known Islamic terrorist or whatever, or celebrity, when they bury you, the tradition goes that your head or face, you face Mecca. They just don't dump you in the water like that. That's the only thing that
You don't have your facts right there, because they did actually, and this is where I really got mad when I heard about this, they turned the ship so that it was facing Mecca when they did that. I'm serious. And when I heard that, it was just nuts, but that's the reports. And by the way, the DNA matched. All right. Now, we've got a caller. I want to see what the caller wants. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Tom in Tampa. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. Frank, great to have you with us. Just want to say this, you know, the previous caller, yes, you know, as Captain said, there's 18% of blacks, you know, possibly voting for Trump. Like I said, where's the other 82%? I grew up with blacks in New York, and where y'all at? Okay, I got in a Lyft car today. The driver was black. He said, you know, he said, I voted for Trump. I said, why? He goes, because Trump fixed it. He goes, he's 26 years former in the Navy. He goes, Trump fixed the VA. Trump got prison reform. Trump got us a pay raise in the service. While all the Congress people always talk about, they give themselves a pay raise, but they didn't give the military a pay raise. I said, well, you think Biden, what else? He said, you think Biden, who's been in politics for 47 years, is going to do anything for black people or for the American people? Come on, man. He's only about himself. He's only about himself. I said, man, I said, what do you say to those people that say Trump's a little rough around the edges? He said, man, if you were getting slapped and beat up in the press like that, you'd be a little rough around the edges. I said, I don't care about that.
Okay.
I care about what he does. He performs and he delivers. I want every American to take their family and vote Republican all the way down the ticket and bring your valid ID and let's save the country and save our cops and stand up for Jesus Christ.
Thank
God bless you.
Thank you very much. And that's Todd in Tampa. You've heard Todd before, right?
Yeah, he makes good points. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know if you know this, Ron, but the president is coming back to Florida on Friday. He's going to be at the Villages, Polo Club, which is a pretty good-sized outdoor facility, at 4:30 p.m. on Friday. So you folks want to see the pres, he's going to be in the Villages 4:30 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, and I think that the Trumpster is going to get a higher number of black votes than is being reported in the media.
I agree.
That's one big surprise that's coming.
Yeah, there's another surprise: Latinos.
Oh, that big time!
Mm-hmm.
And I know Latinos, Cubans, and in Miami, and they are huge fans of our president.
We have our good friend Leo in Miami, who's with Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump, and he fills us in all the time what's going on, and it's just amazing. By the way, he was one of the principals involved in the 20,000 car caravan 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coolness.
All weekend long at 836 and 826, around and around and around it went, all around Miami. Now, let's talk about the debate tonight. What is going to happen when the president brings up, and you know he is, the Hunter Biden email thing, and I don't know how he's going to address it to Joe, but you know it's going to tick Joe off, you know, and if he brings it up a second time, it's going to make him even madder, and if he brings it up a third time, I think Joe is going to implode.
And I hope he does. But he's going to, because Joe knows, we all know, even Bo knows, that, you know, there's been some very wrong situations here concerning all of this. Hunter and at the behest. You know what it reminds me of? If you look at the mafia, Hunter is what you would call an earner. And I think you look at Joe is the collector, and this is like a government gangster organization.
You ever hear the term bag? You ever hear the term bagman?
Bagman, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Yep. Get the money, throw it in the bag, give it to daddy.
But yeah. But they also call them earners. That's another mafia term. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is a real bad situation, man. This makes Watergate. That whole scenario makes Watergate look like nothing. Like,
well, even
nothing.
Hillary, even Hillary, and we heard about all the money going to the foundation and what she was doing with this, that, and the other. The Bidens are in the billions. Hillary's still in the hundreds of millions.
Yeah, well, Hillary's jealous. So she wants more. She's out on the muscle to get more.
So what's going to happen? Here's my question. I never finished it. I got it out there, though.
Sure.
Here's my question. Okay, so Donald Trump comes out and he starts talking about Hunter Biden. Are they going to cut the mic on him because it's not one of the topics?
I think they will. And speaking of topics, I think it is criminal that foreign policy is not one of the scheduled topics.
That's what this was supposed to be. This was supposed to be a foreign policy debate, and they changed it.
But, and I understand, you know, if I were a socialist pig Democrat, I wouldn't want it either, because Trump has done nothing but great things concerning foreign policy.
Can we agree to stop calling them socialists, call them communists?
Okay, cool.
All right, they are communists. Communist. They are full freaking all the way there, gonna get, it's my way or the highway, and it's not gonna work any other way.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree.
All right, now, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right, now, we know that on Monday, the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to hold the vote for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We know that Chucky Boy Schumer says, ain't none of us going to be there. You can do it all by your lonesome. Well, they got enough votes. They're going to do it, and she's going to be the next justice on the Supreme Court. You got about 10 seconds.
Well, I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to it, and the Democrats are showing their case.
All right, I will talk to you, let's see, on Tuesday. So have a great day. And by the way, folks, you will hear the Edwards Notebook again on the weekend, a new Edwards Notebook on the weekend. So don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy is with us. We're going to talk about all the great things they got going on. And veterans, heads up, you want to pay attention.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
COVID confusion. Is it a wonder why Americans are confused by the mixed signals from some health officials? Tuesday on CNN, a doctor tells their audience South Dakota's health system is busting at the seams.
I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just trying to tell the facts. South Dakota and its hospital, its ICUs, are under surge.
The South Dakota Department of Health is reporting only 12.4% of hospital beds are being used in that state. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News it's all about leadership.
They appreciated the fact that we didn't shut down their businesses. We allowed them to be flexible. But we're doing really good in South Dakota. We're managing COVID-19, but also our economy is thriving. I think people are really recognizing that leadership has consequences. And what we're doing in South Dakota is Republican leadership.
South Dakota never locked down during the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the other thing is when it we talk about the National Aviation Academy, we have two campuses to talk about. We have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, where you can go and take the tour, which is what I like to suggest to everybody. And then we have the one here in Clearwater, Florida, which is where my guest Bo Browning is out of. But, Bo, you go back and forth between the two, don't you?
Yeah. I used to travel between both their campus here in Clearwater, Florida, and up in Concord, Massachusetts. I have not been doing that for a while. You know, I've mainly been staying down here at our Clearwater, Florida campus, and my counterpart James Ives, who is the campus director up there in our New England campus. You know, he's operating that campus up there.
Okay. Now, I want to say good morning to George Godfather. George Godfather himself was a certified aviation maintenance tech, and he had a certificate for a number of years, and now he's retired. But anyway, the thing of it is once you get that certificate, that stays with you.
Yeah, yes. Once a person goes through a program like the National Aviation Academy has, you attend a Part 147 Aviation Maintenance Technician School. You graduate from that school, you met all the FAA requirements, you get a completion / graduation certificate from that school, then you're able to go in and take the Federal Aviation Federal Aviation Administration exams.
Okay. Okay. Now, the other thing is, with what's going on here, we have to understand that the different things that we have, and programs that you have. Veterans, of course, are always welcome to come to the National Aviation Academy, because that's what we're trying to do, is help our veterans. That's our number one priority here. And people that are out of work, that are looking for a job, got somebody sitting there that's been on unemployment for 6 months, and they go, well, I don't know what I want to do or how I want to do it. This is their opportunity to get off their butt and get the financial funding that they can get, which they can do that, civilians too, right? You have a program.
Yes,
there.
Absolutely.
And they qualify, they get it, and boom, they're on their way to a very good career where they can make a lot of money very quickly.
Yeah. So, National Aviation Academy, we have a financial aid department that can help veterans and traditional students alike to see what kind of federal student aid that you may be that may be available for you, depending on your particular situation. Like I was saying before, once you go through the program, you get those completion, those graduation certificates, you take those Federal Aviation Administration required exams, you pass them, you're going to have that airframe, that power plant rating, that certification. You'll have it as long as you want to keep it. And until you decide if you want to surrender it back to the Federal Aviation Administration. Very good program. We all know right now there are a lot of businesses in the United States and around the world that are struggling. Just last week or a few days ago, there was a report that came out that they screened over a million passengers in one day here in the United States. So that's a huge uptick since March of this year. So air travel is absolutely coming back, and will continue to come back as more and more of the states open up. So if you're looking for a career change and you have the opportunity, explore aviation maintenance. It's going to come back. It's going to be strong. There's going to be job opportunities out there. So people are going to have to travel, and people are going to be willing to travel here as time goes by.
All right. Now, if you have any questions for Bo, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. It's 877-969-8600. I do have a question that just came in here. Let me see what it is. This is from Van, and Van is in Marcellus, New York. I think that's near Syracuse, if I remember right. But anyway, Marcellus, New York. He's saying, I would consider going to the National Aviation Academy in Massachusetts because it's closer to me. Can you go over, attend class during the week? Do you have facilities where people can stay, and then you go back home on the weekend? How does that work?
So National Aviation Academy, we do not have student housing like a traditional college, but we do have a student services department that can assist you in finding temporary housing while you're enrolled in the program. We do have students at both of our campuses that they come, they live close to the campus during the week while they're attending classes. And if they live close enough to the campus, that they'll travel, 2-3 hours back home for the weekend. So it's absolutely doable. Granted, everybody's personal situation, everybody's personal financial situation is different. So, contact National Aviation Academy, contact the campus that you're interested in, talk to the admissions representative, talk to our student services representative at either campus, and we'll see what we can best do to assist you.
Now, again, the website, NAA.edu, they go there, they take a look at it, all the different things are there, all the different connections, the programs, the what twos, the whys and fours. But in my opinion, and I always tell them this, and if I'm wrong, tell me, I think they need to come and take a personal tour of your facility, whether it's the one in Concord, Mass, or the one over here in Clearwater.
Sure, absolutely. You know, coming in and seeing the facilities firsthand, seeing National Aviation Academy, seeing the students that are currently in the building, and it really gives you an opportunity to assess, is National Aviation Academy the right fit for you, and are you the right fit for National Aviation Academy? Granted, the whole COVID-19 thing has changed the way we do business. It changed the way everybody in America and around the world works. So we do things remotely. We do things online. We do Zoom presentations and things like that. But if you can come to the campus and you're comfortable coming to one of the campuses, you know, absolutely do that. You know, make sure that National Aviation Academy is the right fit for you, and that you're the right fit for National Aviation Academy. Your education is expensive. It's a huge investment, and we want all of our students to be successful. We want them to enroll and get out of the program what they believe that they came there to get.
Now we got a question from Simon, and Simon is in Atlanta, Georgia. He's saying, Captain, correct me if I'm wrong, I've been told if you go overseas, you can make a lot more money as a government contractor or even working for a foreign country. Is that possible right off the bat?
Sure. Sure, we have had students graduate from one of our programs, get a job overseas, either as a government contractor, you know, obviously going to some other countries. They make good money. Going to work for a foreign company, you know, there's opportunity to make good money. So it all depends on the individual. It all depends on what you're really looking to do and what kind of experience, you know. And really, what are you willing to sacrifice? Because remember, when you go overseas, you know, you do have to sacrifice some things, in order to make that money. Because you go to some areas that are not necessarily desirable for a lot of people.
We have a question now from David. Now, this is a young man because he's saying, I'm in the Civil Air Patrol and I'm a student pilot, so I'm assuming he's a teenager. He's saying, once I get my pilot's license, I would like to find out how to repair aircraft. Is there an age? I mean, he's probably one of those, you know.
Sure. Sure. You know, an age to get your airframe and power plant certification, you have to be 18 years old to actually receive your certification. That does not mean you have to be 18 in order to enroll at National Aviation Academy or another aviation maintenance technician school in the country. But you cannot receive your certification until you're 18. You can take all the exams, you can take all the tests, but the Federal Aviation Administration will not issue a certificate until you reach the age of 18.
By the way, David is in Englewood, so thank you very much, David, for the question. Now, again, folks, if you have any questions, you can give us a call here at the station, 877-969-8600. We'll answer them while Bo's here with us. But the other thing is that I noticed the other day, well, I'll have to wait till the other side of the break. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to do a special update on the highway and byway report because we've got a major snowstorm right now in the northern part of the country. And get this, pea soup, zero visibility fog from Kansas all the way to Indiana on I-70. Good Lord. All right, folks, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com.
All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she, of course, is up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Right now, she's out there in a horse barn, the stable where she keeps horses with her husband, Don. And they're getting everything taken care of for the morning. And they are just up the road from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this is a special edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's brought to you by our friends here at Salem Media Group in Tampa, because the Salem Conservative Summit is coming to Sarasota on Friday. Now, you've got one more day to take advantage of the buy one, get one deal. Buy one standard VIP ticket, get another one for free. The promo code is BOGO, B-O-G-O, and you'll have an opportunity to see me, Captain Matt Bruce. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the event. Larry Elder will be there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be up on stage, along with Charlie Kirk and Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. And we will be bringing you an honest look at issues that we face as a country. Now, we'll be talking for sure about the debate tonight and all that and different things that are going on. And, yes, we'll be talking about Hunter Biden's laptop and what that means. Did this damage the integrity and compromise Vice President, former Vice President Biden? So, go to theanswersarasota.com, theanswertampa.com, and click on the little link there, the little logo link that's right there. You'll see the logo for the Salem Conservative Summit, and make sure you buy one, get one standard VIP ticket at theanswersarasota.com, theanswertampa.com. And here we go, leading us into the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Robert Plant, Addicted to Love, bringing you in here to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you up on I-90 and I-94 and I-72, pay close attention because there'll be a test afterwards. If you're running west of Chicago and you're going up through Wisconsin, up to Minnesota, and headed out towards Seattle or anywhere out west along I-90 or I-94, you are going to have snow. It's a big winter storm that's come in. Winter storm warning. Once you get up into Minnesota, for sure, going through the Twin Cities, going out across through Fargo, and continuing west all the way up to Seattle, running up on 94, running across on 90, Rapid City, you've got a winter storm warning, and we're going to talk about snow measuring perhaps as much as a foot of snow. 4th of July is going to be a real zoo right now, folks. Cabbage the same way. And any of those high ups and downs in there in Montana and around North Dakota, around Bismarck, you are going to have a real adventure. So please be careful. That's I-90 and I-94, and that's all the way to Washington State. And as if that's not bad enough, there's another system coming in out of Seattle over the weekend. It's going to bring more snow into the Rocky Mountains. Now, down on I-70, we've got a major problem for almost 500, 600 miles. There is a dense fog advisory on I-70 all the way from the Colorado-Kansas line through, you ready for this, through Missouri, through St. Louis, through the central part of Illinois on I-70, over to Indianapolis, and almost to Ohio right now, all the way across. Dense fog advisory. There's also a dense fog advisory up the East Coast through Jersey, parts of Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and spotty as you go further up the coastline up towards Maine and New Hampshire. So please, please be careful out on the highways and byways tonight. All right, let me go back to Bo. And Bo, again, National Aviation Academy, there is aid there for veterans. Obviously, you have a veterans representative there, and you also have civilians. You have a student aid program there.
Sure, absolutely. National Aviation Academy at both of our campuses, the one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. You know, we have a financial aid department that can help all students, veterans, high school students graduating, career-changing adults, you know, go through, see what they're eligible for when it comes to a federal student aid, you know, grants, scholarships, different things like that, that they can assist you in navigating all of that information to see what's available for you to help you begin or transition into a new career.
All right. And the good thing about it is I've known people. As a matter of fact, the first time I went over there, there was a young man in the hallway. Well, he wasn't young. He was in his 40s or so. And I asked him how he was doing. I said, how'd you like the course? How'd you like the class and all that stuff? He had all his bags in the hallway. And I said to you, I said, what's that all about? You said, he's shipping out. He was actually going to go to work for one of these overseas companies that was going to hire him. And he was going, like, over to, I don't know, Saudi Arabia or someplace over there.
Yeah, that absolutely possible. You know, many of our students over the years have graduated, and as soon as they graduate, you know, they pass all their exams, they take those final tests they have to take. You know, a lot of them are immediately on their way to that job. So, you know, depending on the individual student, depending on what they're doing, very possible that the day you finish all your exams, that you're going to a job.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question before we sign off here. My question is, what do you think about the Tampa Bay Rays' chances in a World Series?
You know, it would actually be fantastic to have, you know, the Lightning, you know, win the Stanley Cup, the Rays back in the World Series. You know, it would be nice to see them win a World Series. And, you know, then we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, got Super Bowl supposed to be in Tampa this year.
February.
So, you know. Hopefully we can get, you know, the trifecta there.
They build a 5-story hotel right over my left shoulder, right out the window over here. Specifically for the Super Bowl. And I certainly hope they're going to put people in the stands. I think they will.
I hope so.
It may only be half full, but they're going to put people in the stands, and that's going to be one whale of an expensive ticket.
You know, it's been a strange year. You know, the Tampa Bay sports teams are doing fantastic. You know, it gives a lot of people an outlet. You know, so it would be nice for everything to get back to normal around here. I know I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Bo, National Aviation Academy is where he's at. NAA.edu is the website. One more time, NAA.edu. And, of course, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And you can always call and ask to speak to you.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I am available. You know, if you don't know who to ask for me. Tell me you heard me on the radio.
Tell them the captain sent you.
And the captain sent you. And we'll, you know, we'll sit down and we'll talk, and I'll get you, you know, in contact with the people that are appropriate to help answer your questions.
All righty, very good. And, Bo, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Okay. Now, folks, I got to remind you that this last bit of the show is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor is a company that's been around for a long time. They've been a long-time sponsor of the radio show. And I know that when they tell you something, they mean exactly what they're talking about and what they're saying. So there you go. Don't forget that one of the places where you can go, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and all of their blinds, all of their shades, all of their shutters are made in the USA. They're 100 Douglas Steel or two, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will always offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Give them a call at 941-922-2345, set up an appointment, or just stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store. Now, don't forget Dominic's Blinds and Decor, where all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 941-922-2345. Okay, folks, the big debate coming tonight. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they disrespect the president the way they have been. And if they do, I'm telling you, if they do, if they shut that mic off on the president, it hands the president, the election, no doubt in my mind. That's disrespect. I'll be back tonight. See ya!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.